What do you do when God doesn't answer? You assume it's no. But what if it wasn't no? What if it was just not yet?
Hannah wept at the temple till her tears hit the floor. Eli thought she was drunk, but she was crying out for more. Year after year, the womb stayed closed and the silence stayed loud. Then God remembered Hannah and Samuel came through the clouds. David was anointed, but the crown was in his yet. Spent years in the wilderness, running scared and soaking wet. Hiding in the caves while Saul was hunting them down. God was building up a king before he handed him the crown. Moses spent 40 years in the desert thinking he was done. Thought his best days were behind him underneath that blazing sun. And the bush caught fire and God called him by his name. The wait wasn't punishment, it was preparation for the flame. Elizabeth was barren when the world had given up. Too old for a miracle, too tired to fill the cup. Then God sent an angel and said, your prayer's been heard. And she carried John the Baptist on nothing but his word. So when the answer doesn't come and the ceiling feels like stone, when you're down on both your knees and you feel completely alone, he hears every word, he counts every tear. Every prayer you've prayed, he's been collecting for years. Keep the faith through the despair. Lay it down and leave it in prayer. He's not ignoring you. He's building what you got. Not, 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 not.
No, not yet.
Doesn't mean never.
Not yet.
Means I'm working it together.
Not yet.
Means trust my hand.
Not yet.
Means I. The one whose prayers feel like they're bouncing off the wall. The one who's been believing but feels nothing at all. The one who's almost giving up on getting what they need. Listen, yeah. God doesn't waste a prayer and he doesn't waste a tear. Every single thing you've asked has already reached his ear. The silence isn't absence, it's the calm before the storm. He's not late, he's never late, he's just not done with the form. 5 years we waited, 5 years we prayed. 5 years of wondering if the price had been paid. Then a wave of love came crashing down. And I understood exactly why God made us wait. Because the children that he gave us were worth every single night.
Wait.
Worth every unanswered prayer, worth every fight.
Wait.
Worth every tear I cried into that ceiling made of stone. God's timing isn't our timing, but his timing leads you home. On my knees in the quiet, why'd you make us wait so long? And then I heard it, 'cause I was preparing something you weren't ready for yet.
Not yet.
Doesn't mean never.
Never. Not yet.
Means I'm working it together.
Not yet.
Means trust my hand.
Not yet.
Means I already have a plan. Keep the faith through the despair. Lay it down and leave it in prayer. The answer's coming, not yet. Means I'm already there. Elizabeth waited. Hannah wept. Moses wandered. David ran. And every single one of them got their answer. Not on their timeline, on his. And his is always,
always, always, always
right on time.
Not yet.
Doesn't mean never.
Not yet.
Means he's pulling it together.
Not yet.
Means trust the wait.
Not yet.
Means God's never early, never late. Every prayer you prayed, every tear you cried, every night you wondered if he heard you from inside. He heard you, he always heard you. The answer was never no. It was not yet.
Not yet.